I would like to call the February 5th, 2000, the Browns Intermission for the Blind and Visually Impaired and Commissioners quarterly meeting to order. And again, welcome everybody. I just want to remind everybody of a few things. This meeting will be recorded. So try to, if you're not speaking, if you could hit mute, that would be greatly appreciated. And even when we're taking breaks, you know, we'll probably keep the recording going. So this meeting will be run under the rules of the Nebraska Open Meeting Law, which, you know, is a good thing. It's very transparent. If you have any questions about the Nebraska Open Meeting Law, I know Kathy Stevens is never too far away from a copy for clarifications. This public meeting was advertised, and Kathy Stevens, would you want to tell everybody on the call today where this meeting was advertised?
Yes. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, NFB Newsline. It was sent to Radio Talking Book, and it was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
Very good. Well, thank you. This is kind of an exciting meeting because we welcome two new commissioners to this board of directors for the commissioners. I thought I'd just quickly introduce each of those. And first we have, she's no stranger to the commission in any way, Cheryl Livingston. Welcome, Cheryl, to the board of commissioners. I know you'll be a great addition. Just by chance that somebody doesn't know you, Cheryl, would you just share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Cheryl Livingston, and it is a pleasure for me to serve on the Board of Commissioners. I am a former employee of the commission. I worked for the commission for 21 years. I retired in March of 2020, just when COVID began to do its business. I am a former client of the commission. I have been a client back in the 90s of the commission, and I was also a client back in the 70s, and they helped me get a couple of jobs and go to school and various things like that. So over the years, I've been a client, and I'm also very active in the National Federation of the Blind. I serve as the treasurer of the state affiliate and also of the senior division of the NFB of Nebraska. I'm the treasurer there too. I am not the designee for the federation. Kimberly Sherbarth is the federation designee. I am here to serve the consumers and to help the commission do its work, and whatever I can do as a board member, I will be happy to do. And it's really a pleasure and an honor to be selected to serve on the board.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you, Cheryl. Just for those that maybe don't know, the governor selects who has the privilege of being on the Board of Commissioners. It's a four-year term, and if so desired, that a commissioner can serve up to two terms or 8 years total. So, welcome. And then our other new commissioner, it comes from Columbus, Nebraska. I'd like to welcome Linda. Linda, can you share just a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Linda Mentink. I'm in Columbus right now. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, so I went to the Wisconsin School for the Visually Handicapped at that time. I was born 2.5 months premature, and I had a twin sister who lived 6 days, so I've been blind all my life. And I was never a client to the commission, obviously. I moved here in actually August 17th of 2004, to teach music and work with the choir at Bible Baptist Christian School here in Columbus, one church, and I've been a private music teacher. Was in a lot of leadership positions in Wisconsin, and I joined the NFB in 1975 when a college student, and I currently serve as secretary of the National Federation of Blind Communities of Faith Division. I've done that since 2005, and I am secretary of the senior division here in Nebraska. I'm also on the state board, and I'm president of the NFB and Columbus Area Chapter, which organized in 2017. So basically, I'm a music teacher, and that's, yes, pretty much, unless you have any questions.
No, we're welcome to you too, Wells, Linda. And, look forward to working with you on the board here. I thought this would be a good time to introduce everybody else, and I'll start with myself. My name is Mark Bolger. I am the American Council of the Blind designee on this board. I'm beginning my seventh year as on this commission board. I reside in Omaha, Nebraska. Currently, I serve as the chair on this board, and every year the 5-member commission board gets to select who they want to be chair, vice chair, and secretary. And so at this time, I'll introduce our current chair, Kimberly. Kimberly, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kimberly Sherbar, and I'm from Kearney, and I currently serve as the vice chair on the commission board. I think this might be my beginning of my third year. Does that sound right, or second?
That sounds right. That sounds there. Right. All right. Very good. Well, welcome. I hope everything's going okay. Then I'll like to introduce our current secretary on the board, Brent.
Hello, Brent Hine. I'm the executive secretary for the Board of Commissioners. I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. Been a longtime client and someone who's worked with the commission through wages and so on and so forth for a long time. And like Kimberly, this is my third year.
Okay, well, glad you're here today, Brent. Next, I'll go into introducing the people that are on staff for the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired. And Carlos, are you here?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Carlos Servan, I'm the executive director of the agency here in Lincoln.
All right. Well, glad that you're here today. And then, of course, we have our Kathy Stevens, our executive secretary. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Kathy. Whoops, I'm muted.
You there, Kathy Stevens?
Yes, I was muted. Sorry.
That's all right.
This is Kathy Stevens. I'm assistant to Carlos, and I'm in the Lincoln office.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'd like to thank Kathy. Always does such a good job of putting together the announcements and all the communications. She prepared and just keeps us commission board kind of on track. So thank you for all you do. And then I failed to mention that Kimberly, one of her duties that she does as the vice chair is she puts together the agenda, so she showed that in a timely and thorough manner. So thank you, Kimberly. Next we have Carol Jenkins here.
Yep, this is Carol Jenkins. I'm the deputy director of services for the commission.
All right, well, welcome. Glad you're here today. Kat Carroll?
Good morning. Kat Carroll, Deputy Director of Finance for the Commission. And today is my fourth anniversary of working with you all.
Wow. Congratulations. And I tell you, you've done a lot for us over the 4 years and seen a lot. So
it's gone fast and been fun.
here's the 20 more, okay? Yeah. Next, Eric, are you on today?
Yes, Eric Buckwater. I'm the Nebraska Business Enterprises Coordinator, and I work out of the Lincoln office.
All right, Eric will be talking about our focus topic today. And David, are you here, Dave?
I am. Dave Robinson, working the NBE division. Eric's partner in crime.
Yeah, you'll be part of the focus topic too. And then, of course, we have Connie Daly.
Morning, Connie Daly, Lincoln District Supervisor.
Well, thank you for being here today, Connie. Her partner in crime in another city is Nancy Floral.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nancy Floral, the Omaha District Supervisor.
All right. Welcome, Nancy. I'm glad you're here today. Trying to think who else is here.
Carol?
Yeah, Carol Jenkins. Is there another Carol? I think I have Carol Jenkins.
Jessica is here from the agency.
Okay, go ahead. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you. I'm Jessica Bartbach. I'm the Training Center Supervisor, and I'm in Lincoln.
Well, I'm glad to finally meet you. Thanks for your report. That was very well written. Anybody else from the commission staff? Okay, well, hearing none, then we have some members of the public here, and I'll just kind of go with the ones I saw initially. Sandy Alvarado, are you out there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm glad you can join us today. Are you going to be part of the presentation today?
I am.
Awesome. Well, you bring a lot of experience and expertise to that discussion. Then Jim Urock, are you still out there?
I am here. I'll be in and out today. I got some things to do around here. Jim Urock, Omaha, Nebraska. I'm also a licensed vendor and member of the American Council of the Blind, home of the 2022 National Convention.
Okay, thank you. Then other members of the public, I see a Brianna.
Hello, I'm actually a nursing student at Creighton University, and I'm here for one of my classes today.
Well, thank you for joining us. We certainly need more nurses, and so welcome. And if you have any questions, please feel free to let us know. And good luck on your career.
Robert
Newman. Robert, tell us a little bit about yourself. It's been about 3 months since I've seen you last at one of these commissioners' meetings.
Yeah, true. So, yes, I just left the board in December after 8 years. And prior to that, I was an employee for the commission for 37. And I was sitting here saying to myself, is Jim the senior, a former, the senior, I'll say that in quotes, former commissioner, or would that be me? He's been off longer than I, so I think he's the senior former commissioner. So anyway.
I think, yeah, we all think all you commissioners are great and done a great job at bringing this commission to where we are today. So thank you. Anybody else I'm missing from the public? I think I saw Jeremy.
Jeremy Ritchie, licensed vendor here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for joining us today. Anybody else? Well, very good. Well, we're glad to have you all here today. On the agenda, we do have, there's times throughout the agenda, I think we've got two occasions where the public is welcome to comment. So if you have comments, kind of hold those thoughts. If you're part of the public or staff, and we certainly would love to hear what you have to say. I guess we've done the introductions. At this time, Brent, would you could you go through the agenda for today?
Of course. So 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agenda, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10, approval of November 6, 2021 public meeting minutes. 9:15, report from the commissioners. 9:20, focus topic, Nebraska Business Enterprise Program. 9:50, public comment period. 10 o'clock break. 10:15, report from the executive director. 10:45, newsline update. 10:55, client assistance program cap complaints or issues. Then we have new business. 11:10, a discussion regarding scheduling on orientation training for new commissioners. 11:30 a.m. Public comment. 11:45 a.m. final announcements, and 11:50 a.m. adjourn.
Well, very good. Thank you, Brent. We will try to stay on track for the agenda. I think we got one or two break periods, and we'll decide how much time to allot to that as we get there. Moving on with the agenda, the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the November 6, 2021 board meeting. Just a little bit about the board meetings. Within a few days after the board meeting, Kathy Stevens always does a great job of getting the minutes out to the commissioners for their review and feedback, and then any corrections or changes that are needed are then updated by Kathy, and then it goes to our website, and it's definitely a matter of public record, and we do have a nice website that the minutes are there for the past meeting and many other meetings as well. So at this time, this is where I do a roll call, where I ask, first of all, I need a motion to approve the minutes from November 6, 2021.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the November 6th NCBVI Board of Commissioners meeting.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. And can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Brent. Okay. This is where I do a roll call vote. And then for approval of the minutes, Kimberly?
Yes.
Brent?
Aye.
Cheryl Livingston?
Yes.
And then Linda?
Yes.
And then I, Mark Bolger, say yes as well. So the minutes have been approved. So thank you. Next we have what we call a report from the commissioners. And this is just an opportunity for the public and anyone that's at the meeting today to kind of know what our commissioners are doing, how we're engaged, and how we're just involved in the blind community. And Kimberly, would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm going to keep it pretty short.
Okay.
In the last 3 months, I would say I haven't done a whole lot. I have attended some of programs for the NFB Bell program, the Braille Enrichment and for Literacy and Learning. They're currently coordinating programs for the Summer's Bell program. Some of those are going to be the at-home edition, where it will be virtual, and some states are choosing to have are choosing to have their own state programs. I also work at UNK, and I haven't done a whole lot in relation to blindness, but we do have some students in our disability services program that have that are applying. And so I get to help them get set up with accommodations and making sure that they learn to advocate for themselves.
Very good. I'll just remind people, as when we're blind people, every day we go out and go to work or do different things, we're being good role models and advocates for the blind, and that's probably the best thing we can be doing. Brent, can you give us an update on
what? Well, unfortunately, my job, as usual, kind of makes it hard for me to get active in a lot of areas, but I do work as a manager, as a blind individual, showing an example of what we can do. And in fact, the last 2 weeks and for another week, my boss has been out having another hotel in Colorado, so I have effectively been the acting general manager of the hotel for the last 2 weeks. So.
Awesome. That's the best kind of advocacy that we're all about. So thank you, Brent. I guess I'll go next. I currently serve as the president of the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska, and we're really excited because this summer Omaha, Nebraska will be the host city for the American Council of the Blind National Conference, and it will be in Omaha from July 1st to July 8th, and this year it's going to be what we call a hybrid conference, where it's going to be live and in person, where people can come from throughout the country and the world to go to our see exhibits, to hear, you know, general topics of discussion, presentations, and then attend just a whole variety of different types of more specialized meetings to meet the needs of the different interests of blind people. So that'll be again in Omaha this summer. It's a chance of a lifetime. Since probably August, we have a host committee that I serve on, that we're getting ready for that national conference. So lots of little details to work out. We're excited to have that conference in Omaha, Nebraska. So I encourage anybody that's nearby to come check it out. It's kind of a unique opportunity to attend a national conference. I also serve as president of the Omaha Council, the Omaha Association of the Blind, and we've been meeting virtually every month. We have a Zoom call once a month, and then we also have a regular, more of a conference call, and then the day-to-day stuff that goes along with that. We get a lot of phone calls, seeking information about, blindness and services and stuff, and we try to direct them in wherever they need to be directed to. And so I guess that's kind of an overview. I also serve on the Share a Fair cab subsidy for the visually impaired board of directors as well, and that's a great program that's offered in Omaha area and Lincoln right now. So that helps provide more affordable cab transportation, Uber and Lyft transportation for people that rely on public transportation. So, Cheryl, do you want to just give us a little overview of your tie to the blind community and what you're doing?
Okay. Well, I have been active in the National Federation of the Blind since 1975. I joined the Federation as a young person, and over the years, I've held a lot of different positions. I am currently the treasurer for the NFB of Nebraska, and I've served in that capacity since 1988. We held our quarterly board meeting in January virtually. So I was involved in giving a treasurer's report for the prior quarter. I also am a member of the Lincoln chapter of the NFB of Nebraska, and I don't serve as a board member We, because of weather and illness, we canceled our January meeting, so we'll be meeting again in February. And I'm also a member of the NFB of Nebraska Senior Division, and I serve as treasurer of the Senior Division. We do hold a monthly meeting, and we had a monthly meeting in January, and I gave a treasurer's report there. I guess as far as the community goes, I am retired now, but I work once a week at a place here in Lincoln, which is where I live, called the Cat House. And the Cat House is a no-kill animal shelter for cats. And I go up there and work once a week, helping them clean out the rooms that the cats live in. And, you know, that involves cleaning up the rooms and giving the cats food and playing with the cats and doing all the other things that, you know, need to be done, taking care of litter boxes and such. And I also have with me three cats, which are foster cats that I have taken in. I took them in last June, and their mistress had passed away, and she wanted to keep all three kitties together. They're older kitties, around 14, 15 years old. So I took them in, and I've given them a home since last June. And they seem to be pretty happy, and I'm pretty happy with them. And I don't know if any of them will come in front of the camera or not, but I have my camera turned off now anyway. But they usually don't do that, but you might hear them meow every once in a while or something. But so that's kind of what I've been doing, and I'll just continue to be active in the blind community, and I guess that's it.
Well, very good. Well, my experience, our cats are good judges of character, so if they're happy with you, we're certainly happy with you, too. How about Linda? You want to just share a little bit about what's going on with you?
Sure. Fortunately, I failed to mention that I'm on the Friends Board.
Oh, that's a big deal.
I want Robert to shoot me. So I've been on the Friends Board, I don't remember, maybe since 2019. Time flies when you're having fun, and I'm now vice president. And we met on Tuesday, and I didn't prepare a report because I didn't know I needed to give one until last night when I read through the minutes and went, "Whoa, Robert gave a report. Whoops." But we are working to get some more grants, grant monies for the commission, and Tuesday we had our elections. We lost two board members, and so we had to replace our treasurer. So our treasurer is now a new person, but he's been on the Friends Board for a long time. And then we re-elected Robert as president, Christine Boone as secretary.
Right.
Joe Boot is our new treasurer, and we also got a new member. I don't know. Am I supposed to tell these things?
Yeah, whatever you feel is important. Now, you know, we don't need to know the intricate detail of your business.
So
but
we do have a former commission worker now on our board. So we did replace one that so we still need a couple board members, but we're working hard. In my personal life, I don't have the latest and greatest technology, so when I found out I was on the commission, I had a few issues, and so we're working on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Olson is teaching me how to use the iPad, so maybe I never actually really wanted an iPad, because I heard lots of things about them, like they don't have a lot of storage and you can't do this, that, and the other thing. But my computer died last fall, and I don't use a computer much anyway, so I've been working with my Braille Note Apex, and that's been meeting my needs, but it does meet all my needs for the commission, so
awesome.
We're working on that, so I'm spending a lot of time, you know, dealing with that and learning new stuff. I appreciated reading the documents and learning a little bit more about the commission. I only attended one commission meeting, and that was way back when Glenn Irvin asked me to come because they needed a secretary for the day.
Well, thank you, Linda. I think that what you just explained makes you well qualified to be on this commission board. You're actively engaged in life as a blind person and a person that cares about blind people. So that that's what it's all about. So that's what we got for updates. Every quarter we just try to give the public an idea of how we're engaged, so that we want us to be approachable, and we want to hear about what's going on, what the needs of the blind are. And Nebraska is definitely a consumer-driven, consumer-friendly, consumer-focused vocational rehabilitation services for the blind, and we're very fortunate to have a separate agency here in Nebraska that is well prepared and well positioned to serve the needs of the vocational needs, the senior blind needs, the independent living needs of blind people that reside in Nebraska, and I think we do it very well. I think part of that is because consumers are listened to, and as the board, on the board, we kind of represent the consumers. So I think that's one of the many reasons that we have such a great state agency. But most importantly, we have some great staff and leadership that are dedicated to helping blind people to live independently and productively. So every commissioner's board meeting, we have a focus topic, and it varies from meeting to meeting. This particular day, our focus topic is one that, having been on the board for about 6 years and being around this commission for 15 years, I have seen so much improvement, so much advancement, so many more opportunities for the Nebraska Business Enterprise, or as we call it, the Vendors Program. And today we're going to, that's our focus topic. So I know we have a few people that are vendors, a few people on staff that are working to make our vending program in Nebraska as good as it can be. So with that, I'm going to just throw this over to the presenters of the focus topic, and I'll just segue with, I did get a nice, very, very nicely prepared report about your presentation today. So Eric and Dave, are you going to lead this discussion, or however you want to do it?